This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Are you falling? Center of attention. You know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. It's you in my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home. Cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew there was the end.
Speaking of Restaurant Strong, we are creeping ever closer to our goal, which was $500,000, $500,000 raised for restaurant bar workers who are unable to work right now. And this morning, the Restaurant Strong Fund sits at $472,553. So for those of you who have donated once, donated twice, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for that. I can't thank Jim Cook and the fine people at Sam Adams for partnering with the Greg Hill Foundation on this and getting the fund started. We have sent out $351,000 checks, and it looks like another 122 of those will be able to go out shortly to those who are unable to work. And I think yesterday, big announcement coming sometime this week for those who are in other listening areas and around the United States of America when it comes to the Restaurant Strong Fund.
So, man, y'all move way faster than the government.
Well, yes, that is true, Wiggy. Yeah. When it comes to private industry, oftentimes it is able to get things done faster than the federal government, and no idea when those $1,200 checks are coming. Of course, there are many who are now saying that the stimulus checks should have been adjusted based on where you live. For instance, if you live in Boston and you get your check for $1,200, how far does that really go?
I thought that the second this was brought up, when you go to, like, we went to Fort Myers, right? We got a per diem for Fort Myers. It's based upon the cost of living in the city. Every city has it on their database websites.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that have been adjusted for this? It seems like common sense. But $1,200 in Topeka is a lot different than $1,200 in, you know, the seaport.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, is 12 for people? So, you know, when it comes to the stimulus, you make $75,000, mm-hmm. you get 75 or under, mm-hmm. you get the $1,200.
$500 a kid.
And $500 a kid. But if you're a single person in Boston and you're making $74,000, is $1,200 going to even put a dent in helping you get through this? I mean, you got to go another month now. You got to go until the end of April.
And how annoying is the kid? Is it like me? Maybe you should get more money for that kid.
Well, you'll be appreciative that you got that money, but like you said, $1,200. And if you living in Boston anywhere, I mean, that's not even a quarter of your rent.
And we should be 2.5 weeks or so away from those checks arriving. Are they really going to arrive in 2.5 weeks? Are they going to arrive before?
It's the government. What do you think?
Yeah. All right. One of Danielle's most detested people is back in the news today.
Oh, God.
Cash Me Outside. what was What was she known for those who don't know her, Danielle?
She was on the Dr. Phil show, and her mom had brought her in. I think she was 15 at the time of her first appearance, or maybe she was even 13. I don't remember. But her mom had no way to control her, and she was just out doing things. And she said, "Cash me outside. How about that?"
Right.
And then became famous and started hanging out with rappers and got on some rap track. And now she's, you know, got a solo music career going.
Oh, she does.
Bobby,
her name. It's Bad Bobby, right?
Bad Bobby, yeah. Bad Bobby. She's got some helpful things for these hard times.
She has a musical career like TikTok toilet seat liquor has a musical career. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Speaking of TikTok toilet seat liquor, we don't have time now and we won't have time next hour. But after 8:30 or 8:45, we have to explore further a couple other interesting things she said when she was on Dr. Phil last week. So we'll do that at 8:45 this morning. But Cash Me Outside, did she ever do porn or no?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
I don't think she's old enough yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But she has taken to social media to inform her followers that she is working with some surgical mask sale people in order to sell surgical masks for those who need them?
Yeah, reportedly they had reached out to her. Because she's the person I'm picking to hawk my masks.
I mean...
Really?
Honestly...
Anyone think these masks actually will protect you from coronavirus?
We are living in bizarro world. But here's... was this on Snapchat, Danielle?
Yes.
All right, here's what she said about the masks yesterday.
Hey, y'all. I hope everybody's staying safe during these hard times right now. But a... face mask company have reached out to me and they are selling a bunch of protective masks. So if y'all want to buy any, stay tuned. I know that Amazon and a lot of other companies have all sold out of the protective masks. So this is an easier way for y'all to get them and then they'll be delivered to you in a few days. So step up. This is the website right here. So if any of y'all want to go get some masks for these hard times right now, go ahead and swipe up. And it will bring you to this website, and you can order some masks.
How do our heroes, the people on the front lines of this, not have enough masks, but Cash Me Outside has access to masks that she can sell to her followers on Snapchat?
I can't.
What's wrong with this system?
I would pay $1,200, my entire stimulus check, to see Andrew Cuomo's face watching that video.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, she's doing something. She's getting a mask out to the people.
Oh, yeah. You think she's doing it for free, Wiggy?
Well, I'm not saying whether or not she's getting paid for it, but at least she's getting a mask. Might get you a night, get you one of them Supreme masks or the Louis masks.
Supreme mask.
Hey, y'all, we got the new Gucci mask, right? For all y'all, we going to get you a 2-for-1 special. You get Gucci and Louis mask.
Oh, my
I was
God.
Shocked that she didn't have some kind of fakakta discount code to peddle to go along with it, like put in Bad Bobby 15 to get money off.
Right.
I mean, thankfully, the influencers are still getting deals. Any of you guys follow Stidham's wife, Kennedy, on Instagram?
No.
Very lovely young woman, by the way.
Is she a smoke?
Is she an influencer?
Okay. Yes.
Her dad's
the president
of the Rockets.
Really?
Yep.
All right, so she's an influencer?
She's an influencer.
So our new, just let's be clear about this, our new quarterback's wife is an Instagram influencer.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, she's
Have you
just
been briefed on that, by the way? Our new quarterback?
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay, so I don't follow her. What's the deal?
Well, yesterday, luckily, she offered her discount code for everything at Princess Polly Boutique. She had a lovely, comfy quarantine two-piece set on yesterday with a HERS mug. So you can get that. She said, loungewear is my favorite wear. This Princess Polly Boutique shirt is the best basic to go with every outfit. Yes, even a quarantine fit. And you can get 20% off everything with my code, Kennedy.
Well, the hubby's still on the rookie salary, so she has to.
So she's still got to get the influencer deals.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, do you object to people like influencers selling things during these times?
I mean,
is it tone deaf?
But I guess you can't. If that's their job, because influencer is a career these days. People make a lot of money on it. If that's their job, what else are they going to do? Like, if they can keep working, I guess it's, you know, it's a free market. If people don't want to buy the product, they won't buy it. I mean, I think it's a little bit different than, you know, TB peddling $12 bottles of electrolytes.
You know,
but
what's,
I don't know.
You know what's scary is a texter says that Cash Me Outside's net worth is $4 million.
Isn't that terrifying? You went on Dr. Well, Phil and ran your mouth.
But that's what it is, though. It's like you mm-hmm. said the influencers, right?
Yeah.
Now, we live in a society, I think that's what ultimately makes America the greatest country in the world, where you could basically go to social media, put a camera in front of you, mm-hmm. say a bunch of stuff. There are people that will go on social media, and there'll be 2 and 3 million people watching them eat like crab legs.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, you're talking about all these people that are losing jobs and potentially can lose jobs. So if somebody has kind of, you know, marketed themselves and with Bad Bobby, she did that. Now, you know, she's selling. You know how many people would buy Supreme mask or Gucci mask? Listen, they're
jokes
all over.
On us. The joke is on us.
The joke. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
why are we talking? I mean, why are we mocking these people? The joke is on us.
We should be doing this.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in just a few moments, we are going to get to a new feature on this show, which we call the top five most beautiful briefing moments from last night's White House briefing. We will get to that coming up. But right now, what is trending?
It's Brady Week on EEI. Tune in every day at 8:30 a.m., 12:30, 4:30, and 6:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brady Week on WEEI brought to you by our good friend Jim Cook and Samuel Adams. Brady's 20 years in New England celebrated all week. Scott Pioli going to join Dale and Keith today, 12:45. So that's a good get for them. Plus, they're giving a jersey away at 12:30. We've got Tuca at 8:30. Looking forward to that. Bruce Arians was on CBS Radio with Tiki and Tierney. He talked about the recruiting of your boy TB12, Wiggy. Here's what Bruce said, how they got him.
I never thought that he would actually leave New England. And then as it drug out, you say, well, maybe there's a chance, so we better do our due diligence. You know, look at all the film, grade all the quarterbacks, which we were going to do anyway. I thought as it got closer to free agency, there was no way he was signing, or they'd have already done it. So, you know, we were waiting, hoping that, we checked all the boxes and had a chance.
Yeah, do you believe it was that late in the game that Brady didn't have that plan from last August? He had called Bruce Arians and was already in the hopper, because that's the way BA is making it sound there.
I mean, are you asking if he knew all along where
did
he was
going to Brady know
go?
All along? It was down to...
I think it was a last-minute thing, and I think the...
I buy what Boomer said the other day, which was he had three choices. Chargers, Colts, or Buccaneers. And for whatever reason, he chose the Buccaneers. I mean, I don't know.
Well, because they probably offensively, they have the most talent. So probably why he went there, right?
I don't think he wanted to be in the AFC. I think he wanted to get to the NFC, at least not be in the same conference as Belichick.
By the way, Vegas odds makers have the Patriots winning the AFC East.
Man, really?
They out of here.
Everybody should invest their $1,200 stimulus on against the Patriots winning the division.
Okay. That would be the worst bet possible.
Oh, that would be the worst bet possible.
Oh, yeah.
Did the Patriots send you that info this morning?
Nope.
Did they win the AFC last year?
AFC East, yes.
Were they the best?
They have them winning the East. They have odds on favorite to win the East again.
No.
I mean, who else? Who do you think's going to win it?
Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
ESPN's power rankings are out. They didn't have New England in the top 10, so that is a slap in the face.
Big mistake.
I like this golf tournament idea. Now, Wiggy's down on this, but we had, of course, in November of 2018, Phil Mickelson v. Tiger Woods in a winner-take-all pay-per-view format.
Right.
So now they're talking about, Phil is speculating he's working on it between he and Tiger again, but also Brady and Manning. It's kind of a duo pairs format. People would watch that for sure.
Well, I mean, people would watch it, but I heard the last time they did the Tiger and Phil thing, it was, you know, wasn't that entertaining. The people that actually did watch
it. I thought
it was
great.
Did you? Okay.
It, yeah. So who would be partnered with whom, though?
No specifics yet.
Got to have Tiger and Tom. The winners against the talented, not so successful Mickelson and Manning.
Does that count as our first live sports if that happens? Would you chalk that up?
I think it would be, yeah. I think that would be. I mean, other than
the draft,
the axe throwing event that Scott from Wayne was talking about. But
they had great aim.
And the Red Sox slid in the Chris Sale Tommy John surgery under cover of darkness here. He had it in L.A. yesterday with Dr. Neil Ella Trash, out 14 to 16 months. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in
the middle. I think I may have a better concept when it comes to the first, what might be the first live sporting event that everybody gets to watch on television. Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson. What if we paired the two of them rather than with Tom Brady or Peyton Manning? What if we paired them with OAN Network talent?
I think what, Tiger would have his partner.
Yeah.
What what if we had Tiger and Chanel Rayon and maybe Phil and Emily Finn or something like that?
Yeah, it wouldn't
or
work.
Jen Pellegrino?
It wouldn't work for Tiger.
Ben Affleck's housekeeper.
Unless she's a waitress at, like, you know, some rundown Denny's IHOP. Tiger's
Waffle
not,
House.
Yeah, Waffle House.
It's a Waffle House.
All right, Waffle
House.
He's not interested.
Mm-hmm. I believe that when this is all over, and it will be over, America.
You sure?
Thank yes. you, President.
I believe that when this is all over, the winner will be the One America News Network.
Yes.
I mean, don't
love
you
them.
Think?
OAN News, you're the best.
Wiggy had no idea who they were.
Yeah, I had no idea.
24 hours ago, and now he can't stop looking at the at the smoke show reporters.
Over Christmas, my dad said he stopped watching Fox News. He found a more impartial network, and he told me about OAN. I had never heard of it. I swear to God.
I mean,
she's pretty. Not my speed, but she's pretty.
Chanel?
Yeah.
Chanel did a great job with her question yesterday. Chanel is the one who asked the is Chinese food racist question.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what she was most known for before mm-hmm. yesterday. All right. Well, speaking of that, it is time for us to get to this.
The Greg Hill Show presents the top five most beautiful briefing moments.
As we near the end of our historic battle with the invisible enemy.
All right. As a public service, and because Danielle can't stop watching, she's transfixed by the White House briefings.
I am.
Every day we offer you what we believe may have been the top five most beautiful moments from the White House briefing the previous day. And where do we begin from yesterday? How long was last night? Was it like an hour and 20 minutes? Or it went on and on and on.
Yeah.
I think Mike Lindell really extended the time period, my friend from the MyPillow.
Off script
company,
a little.
He did go off script. But
did you read your Bible, Curtis?
What is number five, Danielle, from yesterday?
I want to talk about the things. The things that we're sending places. We're sending a lot of things.
Okay, the things.
Number five.
We had our first big cargo plane land this morning, and we're getting it from all over the world, and we're also sending things that we don't need to other parts. I just spoke to the Prime Minister of Italy, and we have additional capacity. We have additional product that we don't need. We're going to be sending approximately $100 million worth of things, of surgical and medical and hospital things to Italy. And Giuseppe was very, very happy. I will tell you that they're having a very hard time.
All right. He's classic.
Oh, a lot of things.
Giuseppe was happy.
Yeah, as long as Giuseppe's happy.
Right. He was working so hard to think of something to mention.
We're sending things.
Of things.
Well, that's what they are. They're things.
They're things.
We're sending things.
Sending things.
He ain't lying.
No. So up next was the, if you were questioning at all if OAN, One American News Network, had any sort of political lean, Chanel Rione's very aggressive line of questioning to the president about one particular service that's still available to women in this country should clear that up for you.
Number four.
OAN, please, OAN.
2,405 Americans have died from coronavirus in the last 60 days.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you have 2,369 children who are killed by their mothers through elective abortions each day. That's 16,500 children killed every week.
Yeah.
Two states have suspended elective abortion to make more resources available for coronavirus cases. That's Texas and Ohio. Do you agree with states who are placing coronavirus victims above elective abortions, and should more states be doing the same?
Oh, I mean, that for her.
Chanel went to Harvard. I'm not kidding.
Did she?
Yes.
Wow. She seems like she's very intelligent.
Yes.
Yeah. She was born Chanel Ryan. She's now Chanel Rione.
Chanel.
Rione sounds better.
She studied international relations and things at Harvard.
Yeah, Chanel Rione.
This is the only time in history that Greg wanted Mo Chanel. So
she looked fantastic. I mean, I don't know. I mean, was that? Is there any kind of a dress code for the White House press corps? Or?
She's wearing white polyester shorts. They're in the Rose Garden, for crying out loud.
Well, I think it's weather's a little warmer down in D.C.
She looks better than Acosta.
She loves those scarves. Oh, so speaking of Acosta, Acosta's number three, Jim Acosta. And you know how the president loves CNN. Yes. So this turned into a bit of a debacle.
Okay. Number three.
Go ahead. Let's give it a shot.
Sir, what do you say to Americans who are upset with you over the way you downplayed this crisis over the last couple of months? We have it very much under control in this country. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. It's going to disappear. It's like a miracle. It will disappear. At March 4th, we have a very small number of people in this country infected. March 10th. We're prepared. We're doing a great job with it. It will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away. What do you say to Americans who believe that you got this wrong?
And I do want them to stay calm. And we are doing a great job. If you look at those individual statements, they're all true. Stay calm. It will go away. You know it is going away. And it will go away. And we're going to have a great victory. And it's people like you and CNN that say things like that, that it's why people just don't want to listen to CNN anymore. You could ask a normal question. The statements I made are, I want to keep the country calm. I don't want panic in the country. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player. But you know what? I don't want to do that. I want to have our country be calm and strong and fight and win. And it will go away. And it is incredible, the job that all of these people are doing, putting them all together, the job that they're doing. I am very proud of the job they're doing, that Mike Pence is doing, that the task force has done, that Honeywell and Procter and Gamble and Mike and all of these people have done. I'm very proud. It's almost a miracle, and it is, the way it's all come together. And instead of asking a nasty, snarky question like that, you should ask a real question. And other than that, I'm going to go to somebody else. Please, go ahead, please.
It actually sounds normal there.
He's right, though. I mean, you don't want to create panic. No. I mean, it's enough panic has been created already. So I think he's right about that.
Well, then don't throw Easter out, and then you have Wiggy bailing on coronavirus as his lead. Well, he's confused.
At that moment, I think when he said it, the guy kept going, well, March 4th. Yeah, at that moment, it's one way of thinking. And then as we continue to go on, obviously it changes.
It was aspirational.
Aspirational.
Trying not to cause
panic. And
everybody
says that Trump is this fascist. Well, Acosta still has a press pass at the Rose Garden. He's still asking questions.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Right next to Chanel Rione.
Yep.
Okay, what else, Danielle?
Mike Lindell comes in at number two. Your good friend, founder of MyPillow, as socialist Ken likes to call it, Our Pillow. He went off script a little bit yesterday, and it was predictable gold.
number two.
A friend of mine, Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Boy, do you sell those pillows? That's unbelievable what you do. I'd like you to come up and say a couple of words, if you might, about your companies. Mike, come on up.
Now I wrote something off the cuff, if I can read that. Okay. God gave us grace on November 8, 2016, to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get to home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Oh. Our president gave us so much hope, where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
There he is, my man, Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't only make pillows and sheets, the Gaza Dream sheets, the most comfortable sheets ever. Mm-hmm. He's also available for spiritual guidance.
You know, hey, everybody needs a little. Every now and then, there's some people out there that, you know, they need a little bit of the Word in their life.
MyPillow.com.
Greg, if you let that play out, he said, and I'm praying for Chanel to come home with me after this presser.
A little off script there, but that's okay. We live in times that we've never lived in before, so that's okay. All right, we get to number one, Danielle.
Number one. So yesterday during the press conference, the president was showing off one of the new diagnostic testing devices that can turn over a positive test in as few as 5 minutes. And it was windy, so we had some problems with the box, but that was not the only problem that the wind created.
Number one.
Whoops, there goes our box. And my hair's blowing around, and it's mine. The one thing you can't get away with, if it's not yours, you got a problem. If you're president.
There you go.
Oh.
His hair is all his. You can't get away with a toupee if you're the president.
No.
I mean, truer words have never been said.
No.
There are literally body bags piling up in Brooklyn, and right. He's beginning a pandemic press conference by commending himself for having real hair.
He does have great
classic
hair. I mean, let's be honest. All right. There you have, and we do that every day here on WEEI, the top five most beautiful briefing moments from yesterday. Coming up, we will get to the news, and we'll find out why the FBI is investigating those of you who are trying to commit Zoom bombing. And then at 8, right after 8, we will be joined by our favorite infectious disease expert, Dr. Maciek Boni, who is incredible and delivers fact after fact after fact. So the doctor will join us just after 8 here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team! Assemble!
Brady Week continues at 8:30 with Tuukka Rask of the Bruins talking about his favorite Tom Brady moments. But, and tomorrow, Wes Welker will join us for Brady Week at 8:30 tomorrow morning. But right now, here's Danielle with the news.
The governor gave his daily briefing yesterday about all things coronavirus. And while we're seeing news updates come in every day about numbers that are going up, we still haven't hit the peak here in Massachusetts. And the governor addressed that yesterday.
With respect to timeframes, this isn't an exact science, but generally speaking, most of the calculations that are out there with respect to Massachusetts, both some of the ones we've done and some of the ones other people have done, suggest that the surge here is probably going to start somewhere between the 7th and the 17th.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at that model that I was mentioning earlier, looks like April 16th would be the peak day here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. You can look it up by state. So if you're listening in other states, you can figure out if that matters. I mean, it's not an exact science, so I don't know. I mean, I think everything is, shut down till the 30th, and and then you go from there, right? And
well, May 4th is when the kids are supposed to reopen. I always look at that as the ultimate date. If you're saying the kids can go back to school, then I think everything else is kind of like
you just want to get the kids out of the house. I mean, you've reached you've reached max family time.
It's not really that for me. For me, it's it's about the kids that are playing sports in high school, right? I like to see those kids, that are the lacrosse players, the baseball.
Get like a month in or something like that.
Said the MIAA has just come out that they're going to push school back until the 27th of June. So that if it started May 4th, they would be able to go until they would be able to have sports.
They had the ruling on it yesterday that if they return, they would extend the school season in terms of playing sports until June 27th. But that is just false hope because they are not going back on.
I don't think so.
No way.
I don't think so.
Now, speaking of what the different states are doing, we need to head south to our favorite spot.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
So yesterday we discussed the images and video that surfaced on social media of the mega church in Tampa, Florida that held two Sunday services, and there were people all over the place, not social distancing.
Right.
They were trying to pray the corona away.
Well, I mean, a lot of these, or some of these religious folk, pastors and the like, there's one in Louisiana who is doing it, are saying that God will keep you safe from the coronavirus.
Okay.
I think that's what Mike Lindell was saying on MyPillow.
Yes, go home and read your Bible.
Yeah, there were like 600 people at this mega church in Florida.
So the pastor has been arrested. His name is Rodney Howard Brown. He did turn himself into authorities yesterday. He was charged with unlawful assembly and violation of a public health emergency order. His bail was set at $500, which was posted, and we have some sound from the Tampa police.
His reckless disregard for human life put hundreds of people in his congregation at risk and thousands of residents who may interact with them this week in danger. Our goal here is not to stop anyone from worshiping, but the safety and well-being of our community must always come first.
Will God keep him from going to jail?
I doubt it.
Well isn't it up to the people not to go to church? Like, right? If the dude's going to have a service, right, shouldn't you be the one that goes, you know what, maybe we don't go?
Aren't God, this guy is such a fraud. I'm at his Wikipedia page. Howard Brown claimed to have received a doctorate of ministry degree from the School of Bible Theology, a non-accredited school in San Jacinto, California.
Who has a higher net worth, he or Cash Me Outside?
Oh, definitely him. Because that's that money, that's untaxable money.
Right.
Well, there's a community in New Jersey, which I think is predominantly Jewish, some very religious people who continue to have these lawn parties. One of them was arrested on Sunday because they had 50 people.
Oh, great.
In a lawn party outside their
$16
home.
So. $16 million for Rodney Howard Brown.
His net worth? 16? Yep. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. That's that church money.
Most of that come in the collection plate? Is it donated to some kind of a cable TV show or
10%
something?
10% of your earnings, bro. You want to get closer to God.
Tithe.
He's
selling
masks online right now.
He's at a God mask.
Yes.
Keep the devil away.
They had the Jesus logo on them. Shaq, by the way, has come out, not about coronavirus stuff, but he's going to great lengths to let people in America know that he is not friends with Joe Exotic.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
Now, if you haven't seen it, there's footage in Tiger King of Shaq hanging out with Joe Exotic, but he wants you to know that even though he went to the zoo a few times, once he figured out that there was some shady stuff going on, he stopped.
So we go in there, and it's a beautiful place, and the character that was there was Exotic Joe. We take pictures with tigers. We went back a couple times. Then we go back another time, and we found out that he's involved with all this stuff. And then I stopped going, but I had no idea all that stuff was going on. I don't harm tigers. I love tigers. I love white tigers. And do I put donations to these zoos to help these tigers out? I do a lot of time. Do I own tigers personally at my house? No. Again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend, don't know him. Never had any business dealings with them. And I had no idea any of that stuff was going on.
Wiggy, these people are turning their backs on Joe Exotic.
That's it.
Not right.
Mm-hmm. That is it.
Not mm-hmm. right.
Even Cardi B said she was joking about the GoFundMe thing. She's backing
okay.
off now.
All right, Cardi, pivot.
Wiggy says free Joe Exotic.
Well, you know,
Wiggy's pissed off that
don't
he's
you
in
think
jail.
Don't you think he sold Exotic Tigers,
yes,
right? So he
yes.
probably did that.
He
but
did that.
The murder for hire? Come
no,
on, dude.
No way.
Come on.
No way. I mean, that guy, I don't think that guy even went to Florida.
Yeah, well, he said he wouldn't go
he
to Florida.
He said he didn't go to
he
Florida.
Said I wouldn't even go there on vacation.
Yeah.
You're not having me go to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Wrongly Same. Imprisoned. Joe Exotic. Let him out. I want him out. And how about Carol? That was my lead this morning. Carol is insisting that the miniseries that is being made about Tiger King not include any live tigers. Like, who is Carol to run around telling everybody what to do?
Well, she got country? Away with, you know, feeding her husband to the lion, so she probably
oh.
thinks...
Allegedly.
Come on, allegedly.
Danielle, breaking news on that.
Yes.
Look at TMZ.
Stand by.
It appears that the law enforcement authorities
mm-hmm.
have been motivated
yep.
by Tiger King to re-examine the case
well, I would think
of,
so.
Of Carol's missing millionaire.
I would think
wow.
so.
See that? You see that there this morning?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, breaking yeah. news.
Yep, I saw that.
They
reopened that case.
They are going
and the
to.
Producers are sort of fighting back against Baskin's claim, Carol's claim, that she was sort of done wrong by the Netflix documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They said, the producer for Netflix said she knew that this was not just about big cats. It's not a blackfish because the thing she spoke about. She
yeah.
certainly was not coerced.
Once no. you say in the will... for disappearance.
The will you wrote yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, once
a,
you know,
yes. upon, the wording's a little suspect.
Upon my death or yes. upon my disappearance,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I'd like all my money to go to.
Let me tell you something. You're suspect.
Thank
suspect.
You. Heretofore.
Yeah.
Very suspect. So if you're at home and you're doing the Zoom conference calls with, you know, your business partners or your coworkers, or you're doing a millennial toast like Greg did the other night, watch out for the Zoom bombers. Hackers have been disrupting video conferences all over the United States. In fact, the FBI is looking into it. They got two reports of Massachusetts schools that have been the victims of Zoom bombing.
Apparently, these people, when they bomb, they're not wearing anything.
Right.
So you're in the middle of a you're in the middle of a school lesson or a conference call with the entire sales team to
right.
talk about how you're unable to sell anybody anything during mm-hmm. this crisis because it's inappropriate, and
yep.
all of a sudden some nude person jumps right into your Zoom.
Yeah, okay. I mean, right there, full frontal.
Right.
Well, yep. they dropped the wood porn star guy
Correct.
Sitting on the edge of his bed.
Yes.
Into
Correct.
Your conference call.
Yep. Right in the middle of it.
Oh, man.
Now, Peter Tran is a cybersecurity expert and explains this a little further.
You can have the teenager type of hacker for fun, or you can have the cyber criminal that really wants to listen in. Targeting home users is by far easier than targeting corporate users. Physical world now is transposed to the virtual world, and these conference rooms are the doors and locks. So we need to think about it that way.
Hmm. Okay. So just, you know, check your settings. Make yeah. sure your Wi-Fi has a strong password.
Turn your microphone on, you rookie.
PowerPoint. Wow, that's kind of big right there, Latonya. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. a lot of growth.
Power and pointing.
You know, the problem with the Zoom conferences is it takes at least 15 minutes to get to any kind of actual discussion
right.
about what is going on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the new normal.
It's the new normal. I mean, you spend 10 minutes talking about how it's the new normal. And
I mean, what are you guys like, doing to keep busy these days?
I mentioned this the other day because it plagues me. My guy, Adam, works for the foundation, great guy, hard worker.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful guy.
But horrible phone. And so every time we're on a Zoom call or a conference call, nobody can understand. It's like he's, you know, he's...
Is he on Edelman's phone?
He's like throating the phone, mm-hmm. and like nobody can understand what he's saying. And I wonder if I'm the only person who can't understand. I mean, we got to get back at some point to just being able to have a meeting face-to-face in person. I mean, it's...
That ain't happened for another five years.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
But speaking of PowerPoint, don't you think Baker should start doing the Andrew Cuomo PowerPoint? He just stands up there and reads off the paper. Like, jazz it up a little bit, Gov.
You like President Cuomo.
Take a page out of the most successful governor in the country right now.
Ken wants some graphs up there.
I have one prediction that I can guarantee will occur following the COVID-19 outbreak.
Yeah.
Ken Laird will be audited.
100%.
The governor and I are tight. I've defended the TCI bill.
I got to tell you, the governor not a huge fan of
what?
You.
What? No, don't say that.
I mean, I you know.
Well, what did I say?
I don't want to get into it. But
what didn't
you
say?
I said jazz it up.
Not a big fan of yours when he's listening to the program.
Oh boy.
But based on Ken's lead, I think what Ken wants in the PowerPoint is he wants everybody who has the disease to be identified by name.
Oh, here we go.
By the president.
See, you're giving the governor false messages. You're taking my words and then relaying them incorrectly.
I mean, that's the most extraordinary lead I think I've ever heard on this program the last 10 months or however long we've been on.
Put a Bach hole tattoo on you.
He wants a national immunity registry. That would list those who are immune from the disease so those people can roam free and
get back
and
to work, like, not go to restaurants.
They can be like the super beings and they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, Ken wants it at webmd.com.
The people who aren't immune, Ken wants them to be stuck in their home and not allowed to go outside while the people who are immune roam free.
Start go to nightclubs and everything.
I know.
You can't get in the club. You ain't
tell. What are they going to do? Like Tuesday night is going to be, never mind industry night, it's going to be like Corona night.
The rest
of the nights, all the immune people get to go. But on Tuesday night, it's the Corona people.
More slander by you.
I mean, I can't believe that was
like
your
that
lead.
One guy who called in the show and he was like, I think I was listening. He was like, I want to shut down the Cape for only Cape residents.
The guy wanted to shut the Cape down.
I don't care if you have a second home here and you pay taxes.
Well, how do you shut feel it down?
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
You don't think that
if I have to pay taxes there, I get to go where the hell I want. So what? I live in New York, and I have a second home in damn Cape Cod.
Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Derek.
Good morning.
You know, Ken, I actually like Ken. I'm not like the governor.
Yeah.
I that's what really bugs me about this whole, you know, alleged crisis is that I feel like I have to go after this kid every day. But, you know, him and his alleged, you know, body bags being stacked and his projections that have not one come true, not one is even close. Guy, do you know that over 50% of the cases are in New York, New Jersey area? 50% of the cases the first in one, the entire
they're,
country.
They're the canary in the coal mine. They're the first wave.
Oh, God.
Guys, we're not. You people are projecting 100,000 cases.
Not me, people.
And we're not,
President
we're
Trump.
Not even, we're not even at 10. We're not even at 10, kid.
We're at 56 in the state of Massachusetts.
Social distancing was going to resolve this. Like, we wouldn't get to those numbers. Isn't that why we're doing it?
It'd be much worse if we didn't.
How do you feel about Ken's idea, Derek, for the National Immunity Registry?
Oh, yeah, I like, you know, he's halfway through drafting, you know, blueprints for his camps, but everyone else is insensitive. You know, I love this kid. Like Cuomo. Now, if you believe the, you know, the reports, and here we go, like, you know, that brings me back to Pretty Hill Dog. I actually can't wait for the tongue bath with Tuca in a little while. That's going to be great. But that said, if you believe the reports, okay, Ken, that the president and everyone keeps busting this guy's chops and not listening to the experts. Fauci and Birx may have wanted to quarantine New York, and Captain Cuomo over there was against it, just like he was against what Rhode Island was doing to try to keep their people safe. Okay, you can't have it both ways.
Well, we talked about that yesterday. I disagree with Cuomo on that. I'm with Trump on that. I would consider quarantining New York, New Jersey.
I mean,
what we should have done from the beginning, my friend, is quarantined all elderly, all at-risk people, flip the script, don't ruin our country over a pandemic that is not even going to everyone keeps, you know, poo-pooing the H1N1 comparison. You're the one who told me it was going to be worse. It's not even going to touch what H1N1 was. Meanwhile, Joe Biden and Obama, look at how it was covered back then. Those two were busy smoking butts with the Egyptian leaders giving speeches over there while everyone over here was getting infected. But that was okay.
Derek is very worked up.
Yes.
Very worked up.
By the way, Maciek Boney, our guest coming up at 8, says 30 to 40 times more deadly this one than H1N1.
Yes. An actual expert, our favorite infectious disease expert, Dr. Maciek Boney will join us in about 7 or 8 minutes. What else, Danielle?
Authorities are concerned because people are rogue golfing at Leo Martin in Weston.
Oh, really?
Now, the course is technically closed for business, but, you know, it's operated by the Department of Conservation and Recreation. So people are like, hey, public, I'll just go. I'll hop on, play a few rounds. And there are some people that have been taking advantage of the fact that the course is technically available. This is one golfer who wanted to remain anonymous.
You know, don't get any closer than you and I are. And you can have a lot of fun and get some vitamin D from the sun. I'm sorry, but I'm having a great time.
I don't understand this at all. Why can't you golf? What's the downside?
Well, you're not supposed to be. You can't. It's not like an essential.
Stay 6 feet apart.
Right.
I mean, They're telling you to go out and get some physical activity. Yeah, it's better than the hordes of people that showed up to watch the USNS Comfort docking in New York City.
Yeah, but see, what's
hey,
the
wait a minute, what? Were there a lot of people there?
Oh,
like
you that did, was crazy. Oh my God. The crowds. Crowds.
Cuomo was crowd surfing.
It was insane.
But
you're yelling at people for showing up to people just on top of each other.
Well, the grocery stores have changed, like at Shaw's and other places I've seen, where you wait 6 feet behind each other.
They have the tape on the floor.
Yeah,
once you get in there, it's like, you know.
No, it's honestly not good. They limit the amount of people that are inside. It's not that bad.
Yeah. All right, what else? Anything else, Danielle?
Yes, finally, there's a crazier than Danielle story in the news this morning. It's from New Jersey, Trenton, New Jersey. Of course, they have the stay-at-home order that's happening in New Jersey, just like it is here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And there's a woman who has been arrested. Her name's Adrienne Morris. She's 34 years old. She allegedly went out drinking with a friend, crashed her car, and then went to the boyfriend's house and threw a Molotov cocktail through the window.
Jesus. Well, what did he do?
I don't know. Probably I'm trying to find out.
Like quarantine cheating or something.
Something like that.
Probably on Tinder doing quarantine cheating.
Right.
So she violated the stay-at-home order in order to throw a Molotov cocktail at her ex.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's all right.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
As long as she stayed 6 feet away from her accomplice.
All right. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll be joined by Dr. Maciek Boney. And then at 8:30, Brady Week continues. And Tuukka Rask of the Boston Bruins will share his thoughts on the great Tom Brady. That is coming up at 8:30.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.